The following podcast contains adult language, explicit content, and original opinions.
All content is the opinion of Comics Brew and no one else.
It is meant for mature audiences only, so be warned.
Hear ye, hear ye. This last episode of Regular Comics Brew will come to order. Please, for the witness, who is to my left?
Tyler.
Tyler, will you be sworn in?
Sure. Do I have to tell the truth?
Nah.
Oh, good.
Have you ever?
Who is to Tyler's left?
Occasionally. Someone that feels like the last episode of Comics Brew deserves a better intro than this.
Will you be sworn in? To his left.
Oh, hey, guys.
Will you be sworn in? Oh, hey, guys.
I'll swear, but I'll be in a... You just spit on me.
And cool. To that left.
I left that off for you.
No, you're good.
I'm Adam. I don't have to be sworn in because I never tell lies.
No, perfect.
I hereby call the episode 260 of Comic Spirit to order. So I've gone run around town on a market day.
Everyone will look at me and say,
he's got a bag full of crabs.
Look at my horse.
My horse is amazing. Do you remember that Thanksgiving we had at Vanessa's cabin? Where, like, that was us in a circle when trying to get Derek to get his schlunk together. Was talking about looking at my horse.
Yeah, that was the last third of Thanksgiving to where B brought mushroom stuffing.
Oh, yeah, and we had a shitload of it.
Yeah, and Derek fried for the only time in his life.
Yeah. That was a good night.
Yeah, and he could not get his schlunk under control.
No, his schlunk was far out of control.
Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comics Brew episode number 260.
One.
No.
Two. Oh.
Three. One, two, three, four.
Do a ball game.
Yeah. Okay, we're out, everybody.
As we said in the intro, I'm Josh.
I'm Tyler.
I still think we should add a better intro.
Hey, guys.
And I'm Adam.
Right on. Unfortunately the last of the regular Comics Brew episodes, but it won't be the last of Comics Brew. Do we have four more episodes of Comics Brew Plays to finish, and those will be released in the subsequent weeks, but we also have, a whole MCU still to cover. There will be momentous occasions in, I think,
occasional
to be
episodes.
Honest,
yes.
To be honest, I think we should come back for the end of Doomsday Clock. Because half of it is still to go.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing episode.
So basically what's happening is...
We'll get to that in a year.
Weekly regular news episodes are stopping because life. And we all have adult shit to do.
I don't.
But we will be here for plays. We will be here for big events. We will be here for big movies.
Exactly.
We're not disappearing. We're just giving ourselves some breathing room.
You guys watch out for that Aquaman episode. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, shit. It probably will be.
Yeah, that'll
I think Aquaman merits an episode. Yeah.
So, I made it through that statement with a straight face.
Yeah, we won't make it through the episode.
Chris, I would say over the course of 5 years, it has your acting acumen has improved.
I think so. Yeah, no. My chops have been beefed up.
Through no fault chops. Through every fault of our own, but no way planned, we ended up ending on the 5th anniversary of Comics Brew, but also
literally
on episode...
Of, right? We're recording...
Well, it's within a couple days. Like, I think 6-8 was the first...
Was the first one?
Recording.
Okay.
But Chris and I did a test episode the week before.
We did.
But we released on, somewhere, like, the next Monday. But yeah, 5 years ago. But, it, like, so that would have...
5 years ago to this weekend.
Yeah, math-wise, it would have ended up being, like, 564 would be our last one.
But just because of some things.
Through some things, Tyler and I ended up ending it on 260.
Which
is exactly
5 years for the 52 times. Weeks.
Yeah. So I'm pretty proud of that shit.
Got a lot of numbers thrown around there. I'm not gonna lie.
I have to say thank you, Adam and Chris, for joining us.
Hey,
on
not
this,
a problem. You're welcome.
Yeah, not you.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Adam.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Hey, who are you, stranger? Get out.
What is everybody drinking? Just, you know,
you're the one that knows that.
Yeah.
You guys all poured your shit, so.
I think this is a Manny's.
I think I got Mac and Jack.
You have a Manny's, yeah. Adam.
Oh. I got Irish Death.
Yep.
I got Mac and Jack.
I have a Mac and Jack.
Yeah,
so.
I would like it to go down a permanent record in our very last episode. The Tyler poured himself half an Irish Death and then had the fucking audacity to leave
I want
a
the whole
third
thing.
Of a cup of Irish Death.
Man. Yeah,
it was like a shot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm you could have so just taken a pull off of that.
I was going to say, bear in mind, we are all really full right now.
I'm full of chicken and hamburgers.
It doesn't matter. Respect the growler.
I mean, I'll drink it.
Exactly.
It has been a good day.
I guess
it's also like been a good day.
Yes. It rained a little bit, but then
like the perfect
it stopped
amount.
Raining exactly when we needed it.
Even at it's raining its hardest, we were still all able to stand outside
and hang out. But also, like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, it was hailing for a while.
Yeah,
there,
so.
When we were in here recording, it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
but we like it has washed all the pollen out of the air, so I hear no sniffles from anybody, which
it's
I
wonderful.
Fucking love. Yeah. Like
neither
all week.
Side of my nose is clogged.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Welcome to Comics Review episode 260, where we talk about our seasonal allergy issues.
I don't have any.
Fuck you!
I got no allergies.
Way to have superior genetics over there.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It shows.
Before we get into the meat of the episode, which I have planned some stuff for us. I want to know the two newcomers, Chris and Adam.
Newcomers.
You guys,
newbies. Look at us.
Welcome to your first episode.
I have personally talked to at least one of you about Infinity War, but I haven't heard from either of you about what you guys think of Infinity War.
You want to go first, Adam?
I think so, because I kind of feel like yours may be a little more negative.
Whoa! All right. No, that's cool. I get it. I totally understand.
Go first, because Chris is going to duke on it.
Now, bear in mind, I've only seen it once. I had plans to see it multiple times, but I have yet to go back again.
Sure.
I think it was everything it needed to be. It was an awesome Thanos movie.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Absolutely. He's the main character of that movie.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But at the same time, that's a fucking good Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like every one of them has a second and it's really good.
Captain America.
What was your favorite moment, like hero moment? Because I've got a couple. One of mine is the appearance of Captain America. Like first showing up in London or in Scotland with the Vision
right.
and stuff.
Right. Let's see. I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite one. I loved how when they... when Black Panther gave Bucky his arm, and Bucky saw it and just like,
where's
the fight?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's just like... He knows that he's just a soldier.
At the end of Black Panther, he's like a farmer in like the outskirts of Wakanda.
He's like,
I got this small little patch of land that's basically just here to keep me busy.
But I feel like, right, like that's been Bucky's entire life. It's just
where's the fight?
Where are you going to see
the
me
40s.
At?
Yeah. Because that's when you first see, the first time you see him, he's enlisted. The first time, but then there are callbacks like in 2. You see Bucky after Steve's mom's funeral, and he hasn't enlisted yet. But that's the furthest back you ever see Bucky is that moment. Otherwise, he's always been enlisted.
I would say another one of my favorite parts is just any of the interactions between Tony Stark and Dr. Strange.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yes.
I would love to see just a movie of them just fucking,
disagree.
Their egos just going at it.
Trying to save your reality, douchebag.
I love how he's like, I'm the only one that doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do.
Mr. Stark, it smells like a new car in here. That's one of my favorite lines is Spider-Man's. What about you, Chris? Talk to me.
So I've seen the movie twice so far.
Yeah.
I really didn't have an interest in seeing it at first. All the trailers had really just kind of meh to me. Then I read the spoilers, and they made me want to see it to see if it was actually true what I read. And I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Nice. No shit.
I loved that they didn't give a fuck. They're like,
no, they did not.
Y'all sat through how many fucking movies? We're going bonkers. Like, we're fucking doing this. Sit down, shut up. This is a fucking comic book movie. And it's great.
What was up, motherfucker. So for both of you, what was the audience reaction when the credits roll?
The what I saw it with Tyler, it was just pretty
quiet.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it was.
Were
yeah,
you
was
there for
silent,
the opening night one with me?
No, Tyler and I.
No, that was you. That was us.
Yeah. I saw it probably like a week after it opened or something.
Yeah.
So.
Silent, dude. Just quiet. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it definitely left you like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah. It just ends on Thanos, right? Yeah.
Well, and I think I actually turned to Tyler at the end and was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I saw it a second time, so I liked it. But I just love that it felt.
It was earned. Every bit of it was earned.
No, not just that. Like they went. They did it. They're just like you have enough faith in us in this universe. Like, we don't have to try to make everything seem like reasonable and plausible now. Like, we're straight up going to a dying star, and you're going to meet a dwarf, and then. You know, shit's gonna happen, and have fun. And I love that
was a little bit of Jack Kirby in it.
I love that aspect of it. So, Star-Lord was my favorite part, absolutely 100%. Like he made the movie for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, when he does like the flip off through the teleport,
I love
boom,
it.
Shit,
pops his mask real fast, so it goes off, and he's like, "Fuck you."
But even then, like it was like obviously what happens in the movie with him, like it felt real and it felt honest, and it didn't feel like. I didn't feel like it felt true to character when it happened.
Sure, because his reaction is exactly what his reaction is with his dad when he tells him he killed his mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, so I love that Doctor Strange is in his 2-minute fight scene in this movie is so much more of a badass than he ever was in his own movie.
The Binds of Sidorak or something?
Crimson Bands of Sidorak.
Yeah,
exactly. All that shit was cool. I thought it was well done, put together, popcorn flick.
But it had so much heart.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of heart.
I mean, there was a couple dumb things. I didn't like how Spider-Man was just like, hey, create a diversion over there, and I'm going to jump outside the window in broad fucking daylight with cars on a fucking bridge.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, like, no one's going to know that you're fucking Spider-Man, kid. You climb up the goddamn fucking window of a bus.
Where's Peter?
That was dumb. Yeah.
Where's Peter? He never got on the bus in the first place.
Everything else was cool, but that one thing, like, I think I said something to you. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
My biggest problem was Mark Ruffalo in the Hulkbuster.
PTSD.
That was not very good.
CG.
PTSD.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But then the CG was also really bad. So I didn't like the fact.
Same thing happens with War Machine when he's looking for Sam.
Yeah.
He's a head on a foot. He's a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And so that really took me out. And then I didn't like the Hulk PTSD thing.
I loved it.
I loved it. Because his ego's bruised. Like, he doesn't want to come out because he got his ass kicked.
But they're setting him up to be a.
I like the growth of the Hulk character, like actual entity of Hulk. That's a growth of the character.
Especially coming off of Ragnarok, right?
He's been the champion for so long. 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like they didn't really do the Black Order a lot of justice.
I don't know.
Ebony Maw
is menacing.
But they all died kind of bitch.
Yeah.
Ebony Maw dies pretty well.
Couple of them got George Lucas.
Corvus Glaive coming back is a good touch.
Yeah.
Glaive coming back was a good touch.
But overall, I thought it was a really good film. I liked it. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
And the final do it myself death for the the Cull Obsidian. That was a good death.
Yeah. That was good.
But it's more of a Mark Ruffalo moment.
They could use a little more screen time. A little more interaction beyond just punching other people.
Yeah,
I mean, besides Ebony Maw, he was great.
Yeah, he was.
He's the doctor, right? My humble personage bows before someone
who could ever hold two Infinity Stones.
The best hype man in the universe.
Absolutely.
For real.
He's good. I fucking loved him. All right, cool. Let's talk about some of.
Again.
Let's talk about some of the news stuff that happened over the
week.
I think first and foremost is the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trailer.
Oh, that trailer was
excited for it. Because
we'd seen a teaser. We'd seen a teaser a while back.
Which showed basically just the animation they were going to use, and I was on board for after that. But then this actual trailer showed you that it's just like, no, every spider person, like, fuck you, all of them.
Yeah,
let's
at the
go.
Very end of it, Spider-Gwen shows up, and you're just like, the fuck, okay.
Yeah, I thought the Peter Parker sounded really weird.
I was gonna look up. Let me look up the
Peter Parker sounded weird.
Let me look at the cast here. He sounds a little gruff for Peter Parker, right? Yeah,
looks a little older too.
Well, I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah,
gruffer, a little older Spider-Man.
But, the animation style is really cool.
Hey, it looks
that's
super
why he
interesting
knows
to me.
So much about like the multiverse. Or at least
yeah.
like,
if he is the amazing, if he's the original, then yeah, totally. He's well versed. So
the animation looks so great. I mean, there's a spot where. Miles is swinging through some cars.
Is it when he hops off the taxi?
He hops off some cars, and every time that he'll like hit a car, it'll flash like it looks like a drawn comic book page.
And yeah. a yellow negative. Animation
yeah. hops over to another one, does it again, yeah. hops away. It just looks really slick.
Well, so, there's even one scene where they show in the trailer where he's running down the street and it shows everybody's interior monologue over their head.
Oh,
so
yeah. I'm like,
well, it's just boxes. Peter's. It's just Miles's. Yeah, he's like, yeah. it was just a normal spider. I didn't mean to get bit by it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. yeah. And but, then like, it fades back. So, like, it's...
If it was
3D,
yeah,
or something like that, right.
So, Peter Parker is played by... I want everybody to picture the first Jurassic World. Remember the guy that wore the Jurassic Park shirt? And he's like, yeah, I got it on eBay.
No.
Nope.
You ever seen New Girl?
The nerd guy in the
room?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I do remember that guy.
That's him. That's Peter. That's okay. Peter Parker is that guy. He's also in New Girl. Chris is right. Let's see. Miles Morales is Shamik Moore.
Don't know him.
What other Spider-Men/women do you hope to see?
Spider-Man
Noir. I want to see Spider-Man Noir.
That'd be cool.
When they did a Spider-Verse comic and like the actual comic.
Oh, yeah.
Ben thing. There was an Uncle Ben Spider-Man that was pretty dope. I like that. I kind of hope they just some kind of nod to that.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man Noir be rad. Superior, maybe?
What about a 2099?
2099?
Miguel O'Hara.
The Scarlet Spider would be really cool to see in there.
Yeah.
The one with the spider cape and the wrist things?
No, that's 2099.
No. 2099 is the blue one with the weird fucking pattern on it.
He does have a net.
Yeah,
he does have a net that's kind of a cape. No,
he doesn't. 2099 has nothing other than the suit.
Yeah.
I disagree with you.
I thought his suit had a
His suit had definitely a net has thing. Like a web thing
nope.
off the back.
Nope.
Oh, you want to bet a dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, hold the fuck up then. We're betting dollars
no,
on this.
No, I'm not. I think that's fucking dumb as hell. No, Scarlet Spider's the one that is all red and he wears the blue hoodie with the spider symbol on it and the sleeves are ripped off.
Yeah, it's Ben Reilly, right?
Yeah, it's Ben Reilly.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Oh, you should have bet it a dollar.
I don't need to.
A couple of these do have capes.
Here you go.
But like this one doesn't.
Here's the original. Basically, the webbing behind it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, this is the original. Should have been a dollar.
Don't need to.
It's a weird net webbing kind of under his armpits.
It's like
kind
a Robin-sized cape.
Oops, that just made... I just saved the picture.
There you go. That's important. We have it forever now. Spider-Man 29.
Okay, so just like kind of a little web thing.
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, the Scarlet Spider I think would be really cool because he goes to... Is it San Francisco?
Scarlet Spider? No, he's in New York.
No, he's not. He leaves. He goes to the West Coast.
I don't remember then.
I think that was the most recent comic, yeah.
I was reading this Reddit thread about it, and all the commenters were hoping for a nod to Spider-Ham.
Oh my god.
That would be amazing.
If that shows up, that would make the whole movie for me.
That's the Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And he does go to the West Coast somewhere. I don't remember if it's like... For San Francisco or Portland,
yeah, just the red suit and the black or the blue hoodie
with
over
like
it.
The patches around his ankles, very 90s style.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking of the Scarlet Spider from after the Peter Parker Spider-Man series on Fox, they did a Scarlet Spider series.
Oh,
and he had the cape and the wrist things that this guy has.
That Scarlet Spider was in the Fox cartoon for a little bit before it ended as well. He's a clone of Parker.
He was the start of the Clone Wars.
For a while, he convinces Parker that Parker is the clone of him.
Oh, yeah, the Clone Saga was wacky.
Yeah, and then Parker believes it until the Scarlet Spider dies and turns into a pile of dust. And then Parker goes, oh, wait, shit, I'm the real Spider-Man.
So we may not know who's playing, like it may be far out for who's playing Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Lily Tomlin is Aunt May in this movie. And Liev Schreiber is Kingpin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. So, like, there may be some no names behind some of it, but damn, there's a good cast on this one. I'm excited for it. I think it looks dope.
Definitely.
And the fact that they're releasing it in theaters, that harkens back to, like, Batman Sub-Zero or Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's what I was going to bring up was Mask of the Phantasm.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh, so did
that
I. Absolutely.
So good. The next thing I want to talk about is that Jared Leto's Joker is getting his own movie.
Gross.
Produced by Jared Leto.
That's so stupid.
So dumb.
What do you mean it's so stupid? It's the biggest ego boost for Jared Leto since Mars, since 30 Seconds to Mars.
God, I can't believe this got greenlit.
How did you not?
I just don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, and how would you not expect this?
If Margot Robbie isn't in it again as Harley Quinn, I will wait for the gifts.
But other than that, I don't give a fuck about this movie.
This or the Venom one.
There's a lot of 13-year-old edgelords who like this show.
I don't know. I think it seems stupid.
Yeah, really? With you, Venom looks dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty good.
I want to see Venom, but I have this fear that Venom's costume is not going to show up to the end of it.
Probably not.
No, it'll be the last it's going to be the last big, like,
because it's a fucking origin movie.
Maybe I'll watch it later, like, when I can watch it at home.
No, I agree. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen.
How about this? Do you guys ever assume that Venom... I did
this, Seinfeld just...
Venom's suit, is it ever wet when you imagine it?
Yeah.
I guess.
No. I never think. I think it was like leather.
I've never thought of that ever.
But in the show, in the trailer, he looks
moist.
I think it would be because it's like his skin, right? So.
Oh, is your skin constantly just wet?
I thought it was like a goo, right?
I can't just shape shift into whatever I want.
I always feel it's a gooey symbiote.
Like, it's got,
I always felt it was such a mimic of Spider-Man's suit that it would adhere to that kind of fabric. Like, that's what the original...
freakier than a goo, like a fabric moving like that.
Yeah, it seems very like a goo.
I like the fabric concept because it is, it's always going to be a parody or a mimicry of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
3 had like a fabric-y look.
I've never spent that much time thinking of Venom in my life. So.
I have. I think Venom's great.
I like Venom if it's done right.
Yeah.
But I don't have any faith in the movie at all. Why? I don't even want a Venom movie without Spider-Man. Like, it makes
yeah,
no sense
that
to
is
me.
The that is the biggest why choice.
Rumor is universe. That he's in it, but it's a rumor.
I doubt it. With the way that Marvel heads have said, like, this ain't in our universe.
Yeah, but Kevin Feige had to okay.
I will say, when I was watching Infinity War and the first time he gets on the spaceship and they go into space, I'm thinking this would be the
Venom
perfect
suit,
time to do the symbiote.
But then they say, he says release 17.
Which
was a fucking awesome release for the Scarlet Spider.
Or the Iron Spider.
Iron Spider. Yeah, I thought when he fucking catches himself on accident with it, I was like, oh shit, yes.
Yeah, send him home. They're like, what, Friday, send him home. Yeah. What? No! And he's like, I know what's going to happen here. Like, I loved that little moment.
I like how Tony, as soon as he sees me again, he's like, kid, this is a one-way trip. What are you doing here? Yeah. Like, fuck, that movie is good.
So, okay, there's a little bit of a parallel there. The movie starts with Tony saying he had a dream about them having a kid.
Yeah.
And then he loses Peter at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, his dream, the worst part of his dream comes true. You know what I mean? Like, it's terrible. And Tony's the only one who's seen this before. He saw this in Avengers 2. All of his friends died and stuff.
In that weird vision,
And then, you know, he saw himself die in Avengers 1. Tony has gone through this that is just like, God, how is he not, like, the fucked up person on the planet?
He's fucked up PTSD like crazy. The guy's all kinds of mess. That was like the whole thing in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I know.
He's all fucked up.
That's why he's constantly upgrading his armors.
And his armor in this was fucking dope. Yeah.
Pepper even brings it up in there. She's like,
that's why you have this.
Yeah, he's like, no, this I'm done. He's like, no, you're not.
It's just in case, you know? It's not in my chest. I just have it.
I like that they went the extremist in this one where it's just like, I thought that was
also
really cool.
Like the bleeding edge.
The bleeding edge design, but the way extremist kind of
works.
Cool. Looks like the extremist from the comics, I should say.
I also fucking love how it borrows, like at the end there when he's fighting Thanos, it borrows metal from other parts of him when he's trying to focus on one spot. Someone on the subreddit brought up a great point. Iron Man's repulsors aren't hot.
No.
It's like, it's used for propulsion, but it's reflector, so it's like force. Yeah. So when he hits with the repulsors, it's like getting punched in the face, except when it's the chest beam. When it's the chest beam, there's heat there.
It's quite concentrated.
Because it melts the Winter Soldier's arm.
Oh, yeah, it does,
so there's
doesn't
heat
it?
There. And he also uses his chest beam to superheat the bottom end of the comet in Avengers: Age of Ultron. Yeah. So, like, there are the little subtle things like that. Because you think about his repulsor when he hits Falcon in Civil War.
Yeah, it just knocks
fucking
him over.
Pushes him over and flips him backwards. Little things like that I love about the MCU.
Yeah.
Last little bit of news we need to talk about is that DC Entertainment's president, Diane Nelson, has stepped down from the company.
Yeah, have you read her statement? Because I didn't.
Her statement was... excuse me.
I can no longer be part of this trash fire.
Too much self-respect for this shit.
Hashtag me too. Dear colleagues, I wanted to let you know. Oh, this comes from Warner Brothers Chairman and CEO Kevin Sugihara.
All right.
Dear colleagues, I wanted to let you know that Diane Nilsson, president of DC Entertainment and president of Warner Brothers Consumer Products, who took a leave of absence at the end of March, has decided to step away from her executive duties here at the studio. Attached is the press release that will be issued this morning. Diane has been a friend and colleague, as well as a valued member of the Warner Brothers family for more than 20 years. While we're sad she'll be leaving us, we completely respect and support her decision. As previously announced, the DC executive management team will continue to report to Thomas Gwecki in the interim, and Pam Lifford will now report directly to me, the CEO. Please join us in wishing Diane all the best. Sincerely, Kevin. Following news of her leave of absence in April, Warner Brothers stated that Warner Brothers Chief Digital Officer and Executive VP of Strategy and Business Development, Thomas Gwecki, will serve as support for DC's executive management team, which includes co-publishers Dan DiDio, Jim Lee, DC President and Chief Creative Officer Jeff Johns, DC's Executive VP of Business and Marketing Strategy, Director of Consumer and Global Franchise Management, Amit Desai.
Jesus Christ, that's a
lot of
titles.
Guy has that whole title. Fuck. Yeah. It has not been announced if any of these appointments and replacements will change, or if there will be a replacement for Nilsson's role at Warner Brothers as of yet.
Good
so
for her.
What she did, I think it's all family related. She took a leave of absence in March, I think, because of something family related, and I think it's now escalated.
Okay.
But that could just be the rumors I hear or see off of here. I see off of Bleeding Cool and CBR. But it does not bode well for DC as a whole, considering that they're now launching their new series, and now at the executive level, there's a lack
somebody
of...
somebody gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, it has... I mean, it's no different than the shakeup that's at Marvel right
now. It
could
be rats jumping off a sinking ship. You never know.
Sure. But I still would say DC Comics publishing-wise is still stronger right now than Marvel Comics publishing.
Well, they did just get a big name from Marvel, which didn't bring them the sales they wanted, but whatever.
That is true, but they've also relaunched the Justice League.
Bendis.
Bendis.
I thought you meant character, not artist or creator.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got Spider-Man.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking.
We'll trade you Spider-Man for Batman. Let's go.
That would be fucking buck wild.
Yeah, it would.
God, that'd be awesome if Batman just showed up in New York City with... the Fantastic Four.
Dude, he would get... They would think of him like the Punisher that doesn't kill people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a madman. So that's all we really got for news. This being the last, regular episode of Comics Bro, I wanted to do some...
irregular shit.
Some irregular shit, but I, like... we tried some trivia, fucking probably about 3-4 weeks ago. Probably about a couple months ago.
Yeah, I remember
and,
we did
and I really
quite
liked
a while
it.
Ago.
So I came up with Comics for Trivia for all four of these guys, with me being the host and or moderator.
Ooh.
So I am going to score you.
Do it to buzz in.
I don't expect to do well in this.
Me either.
Because it's trivia.
For real.
I have trouble remembering things sometimes.
Tyler, you want to hand me a bonus off, huh?
If they're sure. Yeah, they're right here.
Nah, can't even.
There will Tyler, be no...
Just bypass that asshole, thank you.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you both.
Maybe.
Hope you both.
Maybe.
I hope you both die of a car fire.
I will be scoring you, but there's no real prize for whoever wins. So there's no buzzing. It'll be by person by person. Each of you has 10 questions. Adam Caldwell, as you.
Do we have questions specifically for us?
Yeah, I wrote them all for you guys. Okay. Yeah. Adam Caldwell, as the first person to say, okay, let's do Comics Brew, you will go first.
Okay.
What month and year was the first published episode of Comics Brew?
It would be June 2013?
Yes.
Look at you. Good job.
Adam Maul, since you are next in line, I guess this is totally not alphabetical because Tyler's next.
or by order of seniority
or anything like that. Yeah, whatever.
Not even in order that we're saying.
What parody of Blackalicious's A to Z did I play for you on air to cheer you up?
It was Marvel. Oh, no, it was just done by Marvel, because I remember it ends with Marvel Zombies.
Oh, we need like some Jeopardy music or something.
No. it does end in Marvel Zombies. You are correct, but it is not done by Marvel.
Well, it's not done by Marvel.
That's what you said.
You did say it's done by Marvel.
It's all about Marvel.
Though. You're right.
Yeah.
What is it called? What is the parody?
Marvel's ABCs.
You think I'm like Marvelicious?
No, it's Tribe One's Marvel A to Z.
Oh.
I don't think I can give it to you. Tyler, what episode of Comics Brew ended up with you in a tent and a guest host for the intro?
Oh, that's 21.
That's absolutely correct.
That's a pretty easy one, yeah.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Shots for not fucking horses?
For not fucking horses. That is the name of that episode.
There's a porn outbreak on a porn set.
Chris, what episode of Comics Brew marked the arrival of Lucky the studio cat?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I don't remember that either.
You'd be surprised the answer to this.
I think I know the
69
answer.
69.
I was going to say like 16 or 17.
Nope.
I'm gonna let him guess, but I
go
think
ahead,
I just guess.
I think it's Chris. Yeah.
Okay.
So what is it?
I think it's 21.
It is 21. Yeah. It is episode 21. Chris, Adam, and I ended up at the back of the.
I remember after all of you guys left, being really drunk and sitting in the garage with Lucky, petting him, being like, "I love you. You're so pretty."
All right.
And so he never left after that.
Sure fucking didn't.
Saw him earlier today.
Yep.
Caldwell, name the six Infinity Gems.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Space, power, soul, time,
I don't think that's one of them.
Huh? That's not one of them.
No.
Shit is not one of them.
No.
You're at four. You got them.
I know. I'm drawing a blank on the...
What do we have? We have...
You live in one of them, and the other one controls your thoughts.
Yeah, the house gym, duh.
Yeah,
you live in...
So, mind.
Yep.
I live in one of them. That I'm not getting.
Reality.
Reality, okay. There we go.
I guess I'm going to give it to him.
Jesus.
You live in reality.
Adam Mall.
Sometimes.
Adam Mall.
Not always.
Yeah. Name the children of Magneto.
Why didn't you give me that one?
because you know them.
One was in the Avengers movie.
The other one was in an X-Men movie.
Technically, both of them have been in an Avengers movie.
Yeah, both of them.
Is it the Scarlet Witch and the Quicksilver?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will accept that.
And Polaris, right?
And what?
Polaris.
Yes.
Well, I would just accept the two, because those are the popular ones.
Well, Polaris is
I knew
there.
The Scarlet Witch was one of them. I couldn't remember if Quicksilver was the other one.
Yeah. That's why it's weird in the...
Bonus points for names?
Ultimate 3 is when they're like that weird subplot that might be fucking...
Oh, yeah.
That was a terrible comment.
Oh, Ultimate?
Oh, I love
Ultimate 3. The Ultimates. That's
Ultimates 1 and 2 were good. 3 sucked.
3 was terrible. And the art was great because it was Joe Manavera.
Tyler.
19
apps. All right,
name 12 Green Lanterns. Only 3 can be human.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, 12 only 3 can be human. Okay, so we go Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner.
Cool.
Bzzzt.
Yep.
Saronic Natu.
Yep. Saronic
Natu. Saronic
Natu. Five.
Fuck, I just about said Bleez. Salak, is that
his
name?
Yeah, Salak. The many-armed
Mogo.
Guy. Yep.
I'm trying to remember the Rand and Thanagar.
We're at seven?
Trying to remember the Rand Thanagar dudes.
Oh, you mean
get them. No, don't tell me, because I'll probably remember them at some point.
One of them has two names.
Yeah. Fuck.
We're at seven here.
Who the fuck was Ion for a long time? That Daxamite.
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy? That guy. That one dude.
He also had
two names.
Ion was still technically correct.
Fucking Christ. Now you put me on the spot. Now I can picture.
We're at seven.
All of them.
We're at seven. We just need five more.
We just need five more.
Two right now.
I don't know if I can do five more.
I think I can.
You can at least get one more.
I know one for sure. No one's mentioned.
You got two, really.
I can think of one.
Oh, wait, no. Only three humans. Okay.
Yep.
Who gave him the ring?
Yeah.
Also,
so
like
Robin Sir.
Okay. Robin Sir and Sinestro.
Okay.
Sinestro's the other one.
Who trains everybody?
Kilowog.
There's 10. I need two more.
I'm still trying to remember Rantana.
To be honest, Ganthet did wield the ring for a while.
Nah, I don't know. I don't think that would count. I mean,
Ganthet welcomed himself. He welcomed himself.
I still don't really count him.
No, I
was a guardian.
Yeah. Two more, Tyler. I got two right here.
Christ.
I got two right here for you. Whenever you want to concede it.
I got picture. I can picture all of them in my goddamn head.
Oh man, there's so many. There's so many, Tyler. I can name the Crypt Keeper right there. You know his name. What about the guy who? What about the guy who guards the science cells, Tyler? What's his name?
I don't remember his fucking name.
What about the amoeba's name? What's that one?
The amoeba. I actually don't remember that.
Amoeba
name at all.
Joe.
Amoeba Joe. Amoeba Joe the Lantern. You know what? I gotta give up after that. What's the Ranthanagar ones? Because I was gonna.
Izamot Cole.
Izamot Cole. Damn it.
And I think it's just Thran is the other guy.
I don't think it can't be.
Who
there's
is
more. There's
who's the newest?
Yeah.
Sodom Yat.
Sodom Yat. That's right. And
there's also
Aresia.
There's Lara.
Aresia. Oh, that's the one. There's... I couldn't remember her name. Who's
so
the
many.
Who's the one who was
There's
Jon Stewart's space girlfriend. She was Green Lantern.
Joe.
Oh yeah. Kat Matui.
Which she was Green Lantern.
She was also Korrigarian.
Yeah.
But she was a Green Lantern.
Sinestro's daughter.
So that's Sorak Nautu.
Oh, I thought she was dating Kyle. Not John.
Yes, she was. That's Kat Matui is the one dating Jon Stewart.
Uh huh.
The other one is Sorak Nautu. That's Sinestro's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dating Kyle Rayner.
Dating. Yeah.
All right. Tyler,
damn.
You don't get that one.
Oh, that's fine.
Chris.
You better than I would have done, Tyler.
Chris. List four of Rick Remender's X-Force.
Phantom X.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Yep.
Wolverine.
Yep.
And Psylocke.
Yep, got it.
Boom.
I would have also accepted Archangel and Deathlok.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on to...
Fucking Deadpool.
Adam Caldwell. Who did Comics Brew first interview?
Ooh. If I'm remembering right, because I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Talked about last
ago.
Week, yeah.
If I'm remembering right, it's Nate from Justice Brewing.
Sure is.
But I always want to say
Donnie Cates
because he's the first comic book writer or artist that we talked
he's
about.
He's the next
know?
Episode.
Yeah.
So episode 17, the Mad Lib special. It's the first time we ever did a Mad Lib. Was when I interviewed Justice Brewing. And then the second episode 18, Secrets, is when we interviewed Donnie Cates.
Now he's blowing up.
He is.
Yeah, now he's a big fucking deal.
Adam Mall.
It's not that far.
What was your first appearance on the Comics Brew podcast?
Sleeping in the corner when Pete Dominguez was
okay, what was your first appearance like on mic
as a,
on the
as
episode?
A host,
yeah,
as a,
on the
yeah.
On
well,
the
I concert. Stored it. You could pick it up in the mic.
Thank you. You're right.
I don't remember.
You don't?
Fuck no, that was like
Chris,
4 years ago.
You had a guest on once. You can get this for the steal. You had a guest on that you didn't show up for.
I had a what?
You
oh,
had
okay.
a guest on
I
that
remember.
You didn't show up
oh.
for.
Oh, Poop Office Dude.
Yeah.
That's right. Adam's first episode on Comics Brew was called episode number 54, Pooed and Reviewed.
I'm still bummed I missed that.
And Ben
so
from Poop Office.
I still got that free piece of poo he gave me.
No, yeah. they, no he actually he messaged me the other day. He's like, hey, man, I really wish I would be able to talk with you like for the interview thing. But like he's like, I have here's like the compendium for Poop Offers
yeah.
and whatnot. So
he sent me the same email.
Yeah, but it was cool that he remembered, like, cause I felt bad. I mean, my grandpa died, so there's not a whole lot I could do.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
No, he's cool.
Justified.
Yeah. I'm glad that he took that all in stride because I was a little nervous reviewing that comic if he was gonna think it was funny or not.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it had its laughs. It was literally just
Dilbert
with poop.
With poop.
Well, no, like I remember the second time I interviewed it, like I made it sound like it was this like hugely melodramatic comic, and everyone was like, seriously?
No,
I was like,
no,
dude, fucking poop. Like,
yeah, no. Then he came on. And he goes, that was actually a good idea. Yeah.
I was super nervous. I
still have my little. So, my poop is filled with catnip. Too.
Yeah, I have a Poop Office 2 poos 1 cup coffee mug.
Oh, that's right, you do.
Yeah, we give him that.
Yeah.
So, hey, Tyler.
Hey, Josh.
According to you, what are the real key ingredients for beer?
Oh, water, berries,
hate.
Did I say malts? I know I said
you have to answer the question.
I know I said hops was not important. So water, berries.
I thought
Go ahead.
No, it is. You just get them out back. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. You just have them
growing out of the backyard or something. Water hops
berries. I think that's all I had.
Water hops berries. I asked you about yeast, and you're like, yeast is not important.
That's the one I said wasn't important, yeah.
Tyler, the real ingredients are water hops and berries.
Yes.
All right.
That's right, because it's not the International Bitter Unit. It's International Berry Unit.
Yeah.
Chris, who was the first person interviewed on the 0.5 initiative?
It was me.
No, nope. It was... I want to say it was a brewery. I'm trying to...
I think I know it, but yeah.
Was it Paula and Misha?
No.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't there.
It was Gus.
Yeah.
Central City Comics, episode 21.5.
Gus. Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
that piece
too.
Of shit.
You and I drove out to Ellensburg in one day and came back.
I love Gus. He's a good dude.
Gus is great. I love seeing him in cons.
I didn't go that far. He's a good dude, but no, I love Gus.
Adam Caldwell, name the four key ingredients of beer.
Like actual ones?
Yeah.
Water, uh-huh. Yeast, hops,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And dreams.
And malt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. According to Germany, those are the four key ingredients to beer.
They haven't done anything special, so.
Adam Mall. Who brews Gusta Crema?
Georgetown.
Yeah. Tyler.
Yes.
What was your first brewery tour?
First brewery tour, I believe that was Airways.
Yeah, way to go, man. Nice. Chris.
Yo.
What two of your favorites do not combine well?
That would be Montucky and Mocha Death.
That is the case. What did you try to make with them?
It was a...
Black and tan.
No.
Yeah,
black and tan.
You even had the spoon and everything.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah. That was a terrible idea.
Remember that? That was a Comics Book Plays. That was Six Gun Comics Book Plays.
I was riding high off those Genuines, and no.
Yeah.
Adam Caldwell.
Made a mistake. Yeah.
What episode of Comics Brew did we record in your living room?
Oh, God, that one.
Oh,
that fucking episode.
You remember?
I remember, yeah.
So,
who was wicked drunk sleeping in here? That's why you couldn't.
No.
This is early.
Was it the precursor to Bad Flicks?
Yeah.
Was it the one where we watched Daredevil?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick standings. Let's give some standings real quick. Adam Caldwell's in the lead with 5 points.
Damn.
Chris and Tyler are tied for 3 each, and
fuck
then
you,
Adam
Tyler.
All in the back.
I'm
going
to beat you.
Probably.
Adam, it's up to you. What is in a brass tucky?
Montucky and orange juice.
That's right. That is. What is in there?
I love that beer has spawned so much.
Gone from us, dude.
It's taking over Seattle.
Like, just making, like, I remember buying it, like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I'm like, it's not actually bad beer.
Tyler.
I sent you a photo of this. It was about a month ago. I was working an event. It's for 420. And, after I set up the event, I was able to go out and I paid for my dinner.
Yeah.
I went to this place called the Public Eatery in Seattle. It's the actual name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And on their menu, they have a, I forget what it's called, but you get a tall can of Montucky and a shot of honey whiskey.
Fuck yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it was bomb. It was so good.
Man. Tyler.
Yes.
What was your first contribution to the 0.5 initiative?
I interviewed Jim from Action City.
Fucking did. Indeed.
Yeah, it was my favorite interview.
Chris.
Yo.
Who guest hosted the first Bruisies with us?
Oh, God. B.
That's right, he did.
Oh.
Do you remember why? This is not for bonus points or anything. Do you remember why we had to get a guest host?
Because Tyler couldn't make it.
Tyler was sick as fuck. Yeah. Tyler, it's the reason he shaved his mustache in the first place.
The first time.
Just throw up in it.
Why did you shave again? Stop shaving.
He's throwing up in it.
No, I got blood in it the next time.
Seriously.
Yeah, I got really impulsive, you know?
No, you look better with a mustache.
You do.
Adam Caldwell, without looking at the picture, what hero did Travis Bundy draw you as in the comics for picture?
Oh, Green Arrow.
Yes.
Damn.
Adam Mall.
I guess I have a better memory than I thought.
Yeah. you're six for six, dude. Adam Mall, what comics for reads did you and I do?
Long Halloween.
Yes, sir, we did.
Did we do another one?
Nope. We did Old Man Logan together.
Yeah.
And I thought you and I also did one with John.
That's Old Man Logan.
Yeah, he was the fourth. Yeah,
he was the fourth.
That. Okay.
That Tyler and I did Final Crisis and Blackest Night together.
Yes.
Oh, Final Crisis, Jesus.
Final Crisis, great.
Tyler.
Chris. Yeah.
What was the first comics group plays?
First comic group plays? That was Six Gun.
Sure was.
Yeah.
What was your character in Six Gun?
Come out your pockets. G-Host Buster.
Come out your pockets. That was Adam's fucking catchphrase is what
Glow
it was.
Glow Wrestler.
That was still one of the best plays moments. Come out your pockets. Chris. We're all trying to fight some fucking ghosts or something.
After you'd say that.
Yeah. Chris.
Yo.
What was the first .5 initiative with all three original hosts?
Oh, man.
It's only happened twice. In all of Comics Brew.
Hmm.
I don't even know Pete this one. Them.
It was not Pete and them. That was you and me, and then it was Adam and I.
Yeah.
Wait, was that first time when I slept in the corner? 48.5?
No.
You're never going
to Wait, with Pete and Joe?
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
Was
God, the studio didn't have walls then.
Nope.
I want to say...
It's one of the ones, I will give you, it's a recurring one.
I think I know what it is, but...
It's not the first one of those.
It wasn't Creator's Edge, was it?
Which one?
With Travis and Sean?
Sure was.
Was it?
Oh. Sure was.
I was going to go
second
with...
Second one.
Well, I was going to go with the hero, or the cosplay people.
Comics for Characters for Causes?
Yeah. I thought Tyler was here for that. That might have just been you and me.
I don't think I was.
No,
that
was you and me, and it was way awkward.
God damn, I could guess.
Yeah, it was the second Creator's Edge.
Seven people here for that, and then you two?
For Comics for Characters for Causes?
Yeah.
No, three of them showed up.
Yeah, it was like the...
What was the interview you guys had a shitload of people here? Was it the second interview with them?
No, we only did them once.
I think we did one.
Yeah.
I remember there was an interview that you guys did. It was before me, or before my...
My time,
and it was like... At least two of you three hosts and like six or seven fucking people.
Oh, no. You're thinking of the time we came back from Trenchers the first time.
Yeah.
And there was nine of us in here.
There was a shitload.
And then
of
Courtney and Josh left, and then two other people left. And then it just came down to Breck, Jenny, you, and me, and Tyler.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Shitload.
I asked Adam to be in for that to produce because I could not. I had to wrangle them and not do this part over here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to give Chris that answer.
All right.
Moving on to we're now on question 7 for everybody.
Ooh.
All right, I want to see if I worded this correctly. Adam Caldwell, what insect invaded the studio during the remodel and made Kadria scream during an intro?
Ooh, I remember this one.
A moth?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. It happened during the show. But we over-exaggerated it
for two intros after that.
We used her scream.
That was a swear at the raccoon.
A couple times, I think.
No, that was that swearing at the raccoon was no. It was actually before we changed the inside of the studio.
Wasn't that the same night?
No, that was episode 21. Was that raccoon?
Oh, the raccoon.
Out of my
country. Raccoon get out of my country.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Adam Mall. Who wrote Green Arrow Quiver?
Kevin Smith.
Sure did. Just making sure you're on your toes, bro. Let's do some standings. Adam Mall, 5 points. Adam Caldwell, 7 points. Chris, 5 points. Tyler, 5 points.
Damn.
Oh.
Tyler.
What?
Name the creators of Why the Last Man.
Oh, Brian K. Vaughan and P. Aguirre.
Oh, wow, man. Just pulled that out of nowhere.
See, I thought I was just like, man, him asking me that Kevin Smith question is super easy. And then he asked you yours, and I'm like, fuck, I have no idea. And you rattled it off just as easily as I did.
Chris.
I had one of them.
Chris,
yo,
can you name all the player characters in Comics Book Plays the Six Gun?
Ooh. G-Host Buster.
Yep.
There was Jimmy Wrestler.
Yep.
Then Dildo Wrestler when he died.
Yes.
There was Dirty Dick Sanchez.
Yeah. Richard Sanchez.
Richard Sanchez.
Yeah.
And then there was Nahal Nish, also known as Nene.
Fuck, he got it in one.
Yeah, because he said his name, and I was just like, no, you're Nene.
Yeah. No, Nene didn't show up for a couple episodes. It was Nahal Nish.
For at least one or two.
For at least one or two.
But there's a point where I got tired of it.
Yeah, fuck it.
That's what Ty does. He just makes a horrible fucking character.
Adam Caldwell, this is probably going to be the one you don't get. Okay.
Ooh.
Who created who created the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Batman.
Oh,
Batman created his downtime.
I've known it.
I
know you do know it.
You know.
We've actually met him at PAX.
So while he thinks, is it wrong for me to say I'm not a huge TMNT fan?
Have you ever read the original comics?
No.
They're fantastic. Brutal, dude.
So my first introduction was that terrible, shitty...
Don't say the show.
The cartoon, yeah.
Oh, fuck you, it's pizza time.
The movie or the actual, like...
No, the cartoon. Old, like, the old Saturday morning cartoon.
Go fuck yourself.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Go die.
Listen,
go die in a fire, Adam. Yeah.
The movies are rad.
Yeah, oh, the Jim Henson movies. Well, the first two are great. The third one is an abomination to mankind.
Go fuck yourself even more now.
I can't think of it. I know as soon as you say it, it's going to be like, oh, yeah.
So you don't got it?
No, I don't.
Kevin Eastman.
They're ninja turtles! The one thing that you're going to call them out on is time traveling when they're mutated fucking turtles?
Back to ninja times?
They've always done time travel, yeah.
They have Vanilla Ice in a movie! That is more unrealistic than any other fucking concept
movie.
Of those
Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Adam.
Go, Ninja.
Adam Mall, if you want to get this one right, you got to answer it.
That's
usually how questions work. Should have been in the wrong whole time.
In the Flash TV show, the recent one, who killed Barry's mom?
The Reverse Flash.
Sure did.
Ian Barton.
Oops, that's not you.
I wouldn't have got that. That's a good job.
All right.
It's the same
Tyler.
Person that does it in the comics.
I would have said
name six Batman actors. Hang on.
Six Batman actors. Like six people who played Batman.
Adam West, yeah. Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and are we talking straight up race?
Played Batman.
Oh, shit.
Who has played Batman? Yeah.
I would have
accepted Kevin Conroy, Dietrich Bader, and Will Arnett.
I'd have given you Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
Because he is Batman.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was thinking live action ones.
No.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy.
I was trying to get those in order, but was Michael Keaton, he was before
Malcolm.
He was the first.
Yeah. Well, Adam West was
no,
the first.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't the first.
Adam
he
was the first
of the movie. The first.
Then Val Kilmer, then George Clooney.
Val Kilmer was the best.
Good on you, Tyler.
I don't know about the best.
Shut the fuck up. He's the best.
Yeah. He was great. He was fantastic.
Val Kilmer is a sink.
Chris.
Literally, because he was a movie called The Saint.
I've seen it. Chris.
Has anybody seen him now?
Oh, God.
Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
A little chubby.
Yeah.
No. He's having a battle with throat cancer.
He's brutal.
It's hard to hear him talk. He sounds
how's he
going to
be in Top Gun 2?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
All right, what's up?
He'll be an instructor.
He'll be a silent pilot.
Who is the artist and writer of Scalped?
Jason Aaron and R.M. Guerrera. Guerrero? One of those two.
It's Guerra, but yeah. That's close enough. Right on. We're on question 9 now.
Dang.
Adam Caldwell, what Grammy award-winning drummer have we had in studio?
Pink.
He's not wrong.
She fucking beats those skins.
Yeah, she does.
There's really one person.
Only person to win a Grammy for drumming.
Ringo Starr.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Lars Ulrich.
I don't know who's been a drummer.
TJ Troy.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
I couldn't remember
that,
his name.
That motherfucker has a Grammy.
He does a voice, the narrator.
The narrator
that Josh fell in love with his voice, so.
Yeah, he's... I have him recorded reading the Green Lantern Oath.
Yeah.
That shit is awesome. He wrote the music for the comic Run Downhill.
Yeah, that was a good couple.
That's
two
right.
Days.
You hated it.
I forgot about
it. You
all
fucking
that.
Hated
right.
it.
I hate the beginning of it, but it was cool.
No, the art is terrible.
Yeah.
But the premise of the comic is really cool.
Yeah, the premise of the comic is cool.
The art
was fucking
sucks.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never read it.
Adam Mall. How many MCU movies are there as of today? As of right now. How many MCU movies are there? I'll allow you to count them out.
He is counting them out. I'll give you a hint. You don't have enough fingers.
While he does that.
Yeah.
is there a least favorite MCU movie between all of us?
Dark World.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the Dark World.
Age of Ultron.
Iron Man 3.
I like Dark World.
Iron Man 3 is bad. Dark World is
worse.
You
keep counting.
If I'm already off,
Iron Man 3 is rad. I don't care what you guys say.
Restart. I like the Dark World. It's stupid. The premise is terrible, but it's the origin of a gem.
I like Dark World. Yeah,
it's just the worst of them. I still like it.
If I had to pick one, I would probably pick Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2?
Oh, you know what? You might be right.
I like 2 because Sam Rockwell. He's got a terrible role, but he's really funny in it.
Sam Rockwell's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Age of Ultron, that movie was just such a fucking letdown.
I am so a fan of James Spader that I don't give a fuck.
I think he
was the worst part of it.
Are you serious?
The worst? Yeah. Ultron was the worst part of that movie.
17?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
18.
Fuck. Who did I miss?
Okay.
We don't know.
I don't know. You didn't say it out loud.
I'll name them.
No.
Iron Man 1, 2, and 3.
Captain America.
Hang on.
Thor,
Iron Man
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Incredible
Hulk.
That's the one I fucking missed.
Guardians 1 and 2. Yeah. Ant-Man, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Avengers 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it was the fucking Incredible Hulk is one that I missed.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Sneaks up on you.
It is a good one. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Tyler.
Yeah.
What MCU director also wrote the screenplay for the first live-action Scooby-Doo movie?
The fuck? James Gunn.
For real?
Yeah.
You know that answer?
Yeah.
That's a hey, fucking high five, buddy. That was awesome. I thought I was pulling a fucking fast one on you.
No, dude.
That is great. Yeah.
I learned this week or last week
that James Gunn wrote the Scooby-Doo movie. That's ridiculous.
Funny. I didn't know that.
Good for him.
Chris.
Yo.
What happens when you put a sour gummy worm in a bottle of Huckleberry Pucker?
Was he there for that?
Yeah, he was watching me do it.
Did it foam up really bad?
Yes.
All right.
Real bad.
All right.
Your response to it was, oh shit.
That sounds about right, yeah.
All right, we're on question 10. That's the last question for everybody. Right now I have Adam Mall at 6, Adam Caldwell at 8, Chris at 8, and Tyler at 7.
Oh.
I'm about to win it with this one question.
This one's worth 20 points.
Yeah.
Adam Caldwell, how many MCU movies have Iron Man and or Tony Stark?
Oh, dang.
Let's see.
You can count them out.
We can skip Iron Man 1, 2, and 3.
Are we including ending scenes and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was hoping he'd forget one.
Absolutely. Well, see, that ending scene doesn't really matter because it happens in an Iron Man movie.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Technically, he'd be in the movie.
Oh, no. That ending scene does matter.
Yeah, it does.
That ending scene does matter. For some reason, I thought we were talking about Mark Ruffalo and Iron Man in Iron Man 3. That's what we were talking about. But no. That's not
Mark
what we're
Ruffalo's
talking about.
In Iron Man 3?
Sure is.
Just the after credits scene.
Okay.
So,
there's a couple gimmies right away.
Right. I know.
I think it's all of them but two.
Really? You think it's all of them but two?
Not all of them.
Not even close.
Okay.
Nowhere near.
So, I'm probably going to be wrong.
Talk it out.
I think
it's all but six.
Nope.
It's easier to count how many there are than aren't.
Yeah, actually, I would disagree.
No, because
I'm gonna say 10.
Okay, it's 9.
Oh,
I know that I've got it then.
Now
I've got it.
Which one I went over?
It's all three Thors.
No.
He's
not in any of. He's not in any of them.
That he's not in.
It's down. 9 and 9. It's 9 and 9.
So I counted the other way, but then I still got. The
so
same
I got
number,
too
so
many.
Yeah.
So it's Iron Man 1, 2, 3, Avengers 1, 2, 3, Spider-Man Homecoming, Captain America: Civil War, and the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, he's not in any of the Thor movies.
Which
he's
one
not
did I
in
do extra,
any of the Guardian movies. He's not in Black Panther. He's not in Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Did you do like Captain America 2 maybe?
He's not
I
in
think
Captain
I was
America.
Thinking Winter Soldier.
He's not in the first
two.
They mention him.
I think I counted Winter Soldier in there. That's why I got 10.
I would have counted it too.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. Chris, you have a chance to pull away in the next round.
Man, I would have gotten that one right.
Question 10 for Adam Mall. What comic book movie adaptation has the least amount of has grossed the least amount of money, even including adjusting for inflation? What comic book movie adaptation has grossed the least amount of money?
I think I got
the Spirit.
Oh,
is that your final? No.
Can I steal?
Maybe.
I don't know. I would say Catwoman.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Really?
Has grossed the least amount of money across the board.
I would have thought it would have been the Spirit, because the Spirit did fucking terrible. Because
it was terrible?
I thought that was a pretty good answer.
When you said
that. Spirit's a good choice, But it's actually Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
I mean, that's what
it was a fucking terrible movie, so.
There's 30 seconds of quality film in that movie.
Is it, though, when he changes for the first time? Or?
No, it's when he is chasing the convoy at the end. And you see him tearing up the freeway.
Okay, yeah, that is a good moment. Okay.
And that is I actually only think it's like 12 seconds.
I do like how his flaming head looks like an oil fire or whatever. It's just like a tire fire or something.
That does look. What about when he like pisses fire?
That's also
pretty
good.
Or he takes like control of the fucking crane.
That is so stupid. He takes control of an earth mover. Yeah, like it's so fucking stupid.
Dope. I love
it. Tyler. Tyler, question 10.
All right, question 10.
How many times has Hugh Jackman played Logan and or Wolverine?
Oh boy. Okay, so 3 X-Men movies.
Yep.
3 Wolverine movies.
Oh, shoot, there have been 3 of those.
Then Logan. Days of Future Past. No, Days of Future Past or Apocalypse? Well, both, actually. Both, actually. And...
I never saw Apocalypse.
First Class. So, 9.
And Logan.
No, the 3 Wolverine movies. 2 Wolverines and 1 Logan.
Or Wolverine Origins, The Wolverine, and Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was The Wolverine with Silver Samurai, right?
Tyler got it. Yeah. 9.
Yeah!
9 times.
I almost forgot about that one scene in First Class.
All right, Chris.
What's up?
Oh, what? This is in a bar.
What? Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
Go fuck yourself, yeah. What was the very first 3rd segment we did on Comics Brew?
Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint. You said it sounded like I was fucking a bear, or a bear was being fucked.
Did Josh fuck a bear for the first time? Might have.
On live audio.
By bear, Josh, I mean a really Nelson's overweight gay
fuck
man.
Fuck a bear. Hey, bear fucker, do you need assistance?
First, 3rd segment.
Oh, shit, we have a 3-way tie otherwise.
Adam.
Adam, nope. Chris, and Tyler.
Glad to know I'm on top 3.
You said it sounded like fucking a bear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Ooh. I don't know this one either.
Final?
I have no idea.
Spoilers! We talked about spoilers on the first episode of Comics Brew, and in the intro, I went, ooh, and you were like, that sounds like someone fucking a bear.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. No way.
So our score as of now is Adam... 6, Adam Caldwell 8, Chris 7, and Tyler 8. So we're a tiebreaker.
Adam and Tyler, knife fight to figure out who wins.
All right, give me your knife.
I lost them in a party split in blunts.
Are you trying to tiebreaker it?
Yeah, so
oh, shit, Adam's ready.
Oh, fuck.
I have to give one
break
question.
I think pull a spoon. Pull a spoon.
Yeah.
I have to give one question.
I've seen you play spoon before.
Are you gonna live trivia it?
Yeah. So first question for Tyler.
Okay.
What movie did we see where I asked after which I asked you to join Comic Crew?
Oh, that was Man of Steel.
Okay. Adam Caldwell, when we were remodeling the studio, what MCU movie came out and we took a day off to go see?
Oh man. I feel like these are not equally difficult.
Yeah, they are. We took a day off to go see this. Like, you, me, and Petra went to go see it together. Same shit.
Yeah, but I don't remember how long ago that was.
2014.
I can make a good guess.
It was a spring movie. It happened in April.
I'm going to say Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Okay. That's what, God damn it. To be honest, I'm at a loss. Does anybody else have a better way to tiebreak this?
Knife fight,
this?
I already told you.
All right, so the
Kumate!
People...
Kumate! Kumate!
Kumate! To be honest, the people that win Comics Brew are Adam and Tyler. That's...
Yeah!
So we own Comics Brew now, Tyler?
That's we own it.
All
right. It's ours, split in half. Y'all can fuck off.
I'd like to end...
later.
I'd like to end this episode kind of on, like... Does anybody have best moments and worst moments?
I got a best moment right now.
What?
The end of this episode.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to say that.
Just being a smart ass. Yeah. There are a ton of great moments.
Actually, I'm going to have to say the fact that we got Comic-Con passes.
That is my best moment as well. Like, the fact that we got press passes to Comic-Con. It still blows
my mind. Even if with the whole, you know, later we didn't, next year we didn't, all that, whatever. We got them for 2 years, didn't we?
One year.
Just one year? Only one? Well, either way.
We got
four. We got four.
What's the one that goes on to Tacoma? Jet?
Jet City. We've got Jet City. We've gotten that for like 4 years.
Yeah. But that's one we've gotten multiple of.
Yeah, but still, just the fact that it even happened once was rad.
My favorite moment about that, in the little encapsulated moment, was when Adam figured out that the badges said that we were the goddamn press.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was great. Like, we got press passes and everything, and then Adam's like, hey guys, check it out. We're the goddamn press.
Yeah, that's when the goddamn was an
amazing
book. It's still going on. It's still delayed. I mean, it's still.
Oh, yeah, it's still going on, but when was the last one that was published?
Five?
And it was like almost a year ago.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Really, you got like like an achievement or?
I don't know. I guess favorite moment out of all of it is just being able to talk with breweries and like travel around and meet all the different people that we did. Like,
yeah,
I thought that was really cool to be able to go to all the different breweries and talk with people or interview comic shops.
If it wasn't for this show, like, I would have never done a brewery tour, and I've done two because of it.
So what was your first one?
Wingman down in Tacoma.
All right, on. Yeah. I'm glad you remember that. What was your second one?
Georgetown.
That's right. We did do a tour of Georgetown. And we played card games up there too.
But we got a tour during the process.
We totally got to see their employee room and shit. They have a full kitchen there.
They also have a full length shuffleboard.
Yeah. Which is
fucking
tournament 10 style.
Goddamn yards long.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I agree, Chris. That is a great like fucking boon, as we got to see the behind the scenes on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was just cool being able to just travel around and talk to different places and just, you know, be able to, like we said, talk with Gus. We talked with Paula and Misha for Fantasia.
We did that at Misha's apartment.
Yeah,
tried to record an intro on the way in, and then Adam's like, that intro is fucking useless.
Yeah. I traveled down to Olympia and interviewed Gabby there. Just, we tried to hit up, you know, Tyler did Gym Shop. Like, we tried to get all the big shops around town and the state, at least with the West Side.
Here's one. We sat in with Sherpa. And then someone forgot to turn their mic on for the second interview with the Subspace Comics chick.
Yep, with the people who run Jet City.
Yeah, fucked that up, this guy did.
Yeah, that happens.
But we still got a good intro or interview with Sherpa.
Yeah, Sherpa's a good dude. So,
ongoing relationship with that guy. Like, I've still kept in touch with him.
Oh, Sherpa's a great man. I dig him. Least favorite moment, that fucking Daredevil episode.
I forgot about that.
If you can go back and listen to the utter disdain in my voice.
Episode number 35, Daredevil.
That is still...
What about Daredevil?
The movie with Ben Affleck. It was actually the precursor to Batflix.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that episode.
I think it was so great because Chris had me laughing at the first shot because it was a CG rat on the street. And you're like, Chris is like, this is a movie in New York. Just film a fucking rat on the street. I'm so mad. Let's do this.
That's how that started.
It was just fucking great. Episode number 35.
Oh, boy.
What about you? You had a favorite achievement or something we did?
Well, it's hard to say. I was going to say pretty much the same thing that Chris was saying, like when we used to go around to breweries. Mm-hmm. And
do you remember doing the Harmon one where we went to the brewery and then we went to the tap room because we went to the wrong place first? Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Those are some good times. I'd have to say, if I had to pick another one, it's kind of... I'd say just making some of those early intros.
Remember the one where we were in the middle of a battlefield?
Yeah. I'm still kind of proud of some of those.
Those are great.
We killed them, man.
Doing the knock on the door and open up thing.
Well, I had a standardized noise for the door for a long time. Uh-huh. Like, that was the studio door. It would creak open and close. Yeah.
We did a lot of leaving messages.
Every time I would put someone entering the room, it would always be that same door creaking sound. Yeah. You know?
And these are the first like double digit episodes of Comics Brew that Adam's talking about.
Yeah,
those were a lot of fun. Well, we did a ton of skits for intros.
Did. Yeah, we did.
A lot of those were a lot of fun. We also that was back when we had the table and we were all facing each other and stuff.
Right.
So like it was a lot easier for us to like clink glasses and things like. And that table was here for 150 episodes.
That table's still here.
No, I know it's still here, 10 but like
feet from me,
it was. I'd say like 15, but like that table was here until I think we started streaming with the TV.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so, yeah.
So what was that like? Comics Brew 175.
We moved over to the couch. It was the couch.
Game, so. Tyler, I remember you. Like, I will buy the couch today.
I say a lot of things.
Was it when Badflix went live?
It was when Waiting for Players. Oh wait, it might have been Badflix went live.
Yeah.
Badflix went live at 69, and that was audio only.
Well, okay, well, it might not have been when we went live. It might have been when we first started doing video or close around there.
That might have been.
Because I remember we were just trying to get more like a laid-back environment. For... Mm-hmm.
Some also easier to film from one direction.
We had talked about filming from the door as opposed to filming from the side of the wall and all that stuff. I still, at some point, sometimes I miss the. I miss the intimacy of the table, because there was this thing like Chris, Tyler, and I talking, and then eventually Adam just talking around a table, like having like this little round table discussion.
I miss that. That was really good.
The table always worked better for Comics Brew.
Yeah. And that is something that is lacking. Worst moment, you got like a worst or least favorite or something that fucking sucked really bad.
Daredevil episode. I'm gonna make sure that that's abundantly clear.
What episode did I start on?
That was a pretty shitty episode, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Putin reviewed.
Got worse after that.
What episode did you, what, you started, 90s, like 90, like 90 episodes.
Jesus,
episode,
I don't, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Almost 200 episodes of this fucking show.
I think
I'm not
that,
upset. It just doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Yeah, isn't that like most of them? Yeah, I think some of the earlier ones when we went super long. Looking back on it, probably wouldn't have been the best idea.
3 hours with Nick that one time.
We did a lot, like 2 hour episodes,
2.5. Well, that's when we used to hit every news story of the week.
Yeah,
we'd show up with just like, hey, what did you see this week?
Yeah, I thought for better or for worse, I thought slimming that down was a good
that happened
choice.
After that happened after we all saw Guardians together. Yep. Was when Chris was like, let's do like 3 news stories a week,
and
that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. And then that has stuck since then. I have a couple least favorite moments. I have a couple great moments. Like Chris and I interviewed somebody in Egypt.
That
to me is ridiculous, because we had to be here. Chris and I had to be here at like 10 a.m. And it was like 5 p.m. over there for him. He had, like, and it was a Sunday for him, so it was a work day for him. But for us, it was it was a fucking Sunday. But it was just wild that like I asked him about the 2011 riots and Mubarak and stuff like that. But at the same time, he was like, yeah, we all still we connected on a level that like is unimaginable to me, because like Egypt and Africa is so much the other. It's weird to me, but we connected on like he loves Marvel movies, he loves fucking video games and stuff, and like I don't know if Chris felt that same sentiment, but it was just fucking wild to be talking to this guy.
It was definitely a crazy experience to like sit down with somebody that lives in a completely different culture in a completely different area,
but is trying to like create comics and be that.
Yeah, exactly. Like what he's doing there is probably much more taboo than what it is here, and like
where it's like mainstream or culture here.
Some of the things that they were facing there, it was very cool to talk with. So
yeah. Another great moment for me was like I talked to a guy from Ireland. That was a fucking big winner. He made fun of my American accent.
Made fun of his Irish accent.
Yeah, man, right on. And I was like, oh, we're going after the Lucky Charms we are. And it was fun.
I know one you didn't like.
Let me get through the last one that I really liked.
Okay.
I got to interview Kirby Crackle. Adam and I shared a beer with him, and we got to talk about Kirby Crackle's album and Charging Hippo. That was one of my favorite interviews. But go ahead, Tyler. What one did I not like?
You really did not like the interview with the the Geek Girl podcast or whatever?
The Lady Bros. Lady Adam. Bros. Hey, what about this? Adam was there for that. Oh, my God. The Lady Bros. God.
So I
the only thing we connected on them was the Rick and Morty stuff. That was when we connected.
Okay. They were both pretty hardcore feminists. And I actually, about 6 months before we did that episode, had quit working at Home Depot. And while there, I worked with, completely unbeknownst to me, the taller one's fiance.
Oh, the dude. Yeah.
And so she ended up hitting me up a couple times after that, trying to get me into, like, her fiance's. A horror
show, or?
Well, not that. And I still get those from her from time to time. Those are just spams. But, like, she legit, like, direct messaged me, hey, my fiance's home game is looking for another person to play Pathfinder. Or, like, nice. She just kept trying to drag me in. And I'm like, no. Go away.
So Adam and I are referencing the Turn Up the Lady Bro podcast that we interviewed. I had prepared a bunch of material for them, and as soon as we started, she started, like, fucking man-shaming me because I had like, hey, let's do some trivia, let's do a Mad Lib, let's do a couple things.
Yeah, we don't need to do stuff to prove our
We don't need to prove how geeky we are because we are women and we are strong. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you're like, we just do this with people.
Yeah, it's like, this is what we regularly do. We're just trying
to fill time, fill content.
And then we tried to explain that to them, and they're like, well, we could probably come up with something better, so let's start recording. And we're like, fuck it. All
right, let's fucking do it.
Let's wing it.
Didn't come up with shit.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. We talked about Rick and Morty for fucking 20 minutes.
Yep.
Let's see. There's the other one was the Too Tall Brewing or whatever the brewery was in Boston that named their stuff off of Batman titles, but had no idea what comic books were. They were just They were just a brewery that was like, hey, we're just starting. We're trying to make a name for ourselves, and we have a concept album with this rock group, and it's about comic books. So I talked to the head brewer for 10 minutes about how he knew nothing about comic books.
I remember that, yeah.
It was a phone Sounds conversation. Exciting. Did we ever that shit that? Sucked. Yeah, we released that.
Okay.
Hell yeah, we did. It was 0.5.
I didn't know if we were.
The conversation so bad, only lasted
10 minutes.
The conversation was 10 minutes long. I've never had a shorter interview. My staple for interviews is about 25 to 30 minutes. If I can make that, then I've got a solid interview. Some of my best interviews are like an hour and a half long.
Well, that's because people want to really hear two people get in deep into the topic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's why podcasts like Joe Rogan's, that although they're 3 hours long, they're so insanely successful.
Yeah, we had a three-hour episode once.
I'm not saying it works for every podcast.
It's probably more than that.
No, we only had really one three-hour episode.
I think I really like talk with the 13th Age guys. I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
was
really Jonathan cool. Tweet and Rob Hensu. That was wild for me.
I also
ran into that one problem where I was like, hey, John, follow me. And he goes, it's Jonathan. I was like, all right, Jonathan, please follow me.
I like that, like, just the gamut of stuff that we didn't really give a shit.
We didn't limit ourselves. Towards
the
end,
like, it's like, hey, you do comics? Cool. You do beer? Cool. You play games? Cool. Like,
just talk.
We interviewed a guy about fucking wrestling stuff, or his wrestling comic, and then we were talking about
he
wrestling.
He did comics.
Stuff. He did, but I mean, like, a lot of it was about, like, wrestling, too.
It was.
He didn't know that, so. It was just. Yeah.
Mike, what the fuck is that guy's name? Mike Headstrong, Mike Armstrong?
Sure.
Mike, yeah.
You know what I will
that,
say?
I relied heavily on you on that one.
Well, I know. You fool.
I do miss in the last, like, half of Comics Crew, we didn't get the really, really weird shit you used to have, Chris. Like, I'll never forget Glenn and Henry Forever.
Yeah. Dude, that comic rules, man.
Yeah, like, what the hell is that?
Glenn Danzig and Henry Rollins making love.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see that?
Weird shit.
No. I have a weird taste in comics. I'm not gonna
know.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it is. It's me.
Moving forward, is any of us going to stop reading comics?
Oh, no.
I already have, for the most part.
I become insanely selective in the stuff that I read. I'm not reading every new book out like I used to.
I still read a crazy amount of DC. Like, I am fully into the Batman Wedding right now.
Oh, see, I haven't read anything of that.
It's good. Joker's going to fuck it up, but it's good.
See, I got a lot more indie stuff going on nowadays, indie or Image stuff.
I finished White Knight.
Oh, isn't it fucking
good? Oh, my fucking God.
That comic's amazing.
Yeah. Remember how The Wake is really good, Chris?
Yeah.
Scott Snyder and Sean Murphy.
Yeah, Sean Murphy.
Yeah, Sean Murphy did Batman White Knight. It is fucking great. Wrote and drew it. Chris, it's 8 issues.
Yeah, it looked okay.
No, okay.
Joker.
Yeah, I know the premise.
Okay, yeah. No, it's real good.
You would love it too.
I like Dark
Joker flips whatever with
the metal. The Batman metal.
Dark Knight's metal.
Batman metal was fucking awesome. Yeah. I really thought that was cool just because it was bonkers as shit.
That was totally bonkers.
The only comic I've kept up on so far is Southern Bastards.
And it ended recently.
It's not over, but the end of the arc. But like both of them kind of took time off. Like I think last year the artist died, or the artist's dad died, and then Jason Aaron went through some stuff. So they're coming back on track now. So, but yeah, no, I will read comics when I think they sound like. I kind of want to pick up Justice League number one.
It's good.
It's worth it.
I like the artist.
Kendra being back. Oh, well, Jim Chung.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
The only sad part is they said that the way they're going to do it is like Jim Chung is going to do the beginning and end of arcs.
Okay.
And the actual interior episode or issues of the arcs is somebody else.
It's not that Ian Van Shriver guy, right, or whatever.
No, God, not
Ethan Van Shriver.
Guy fucking. No,
he's actually kind of blacklisted at DC recently because of his racial fucking.
Yeah,
comments.
He made a bunch of.
He is super right wing.
Yeah.
And anti fucking every progressive.
I don't
thing.
Like his art, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I think the guy has pretty poopy art.
I'm torn.
I can't stand his hands and his arms. I don't know what it is.
But he drew Flash Rebirth, and it's actually really good.
That's going to be another thing about this show that I don't like. That I had to sit there and listen to Howard Chaykin and like that motherfucker as he talked.
No.
Motherfucker. He is super engaging.
Yeah, one of the trivia questions I was going to ask you is, what image presentation did you sit through and love even though you hated it?
Yeah,
and it was Howard Chaykin giving his a presentation about his new comic, and Chris was like, "I hate this guy," and I was like, "Why?" And he goes, "Cause he made me want to read that comic."
Like he's so engaging when he speaks, but like his art is such trash.
Terrible.
No, we got to that went to that downstairs that downstairs Image Plus thing.
I did. Yeah, I was drinking there on Tuesday.
That was awesome.
So I remember that. I was like, this motherfucker, and I don't think I picked up. Yeah. I think I picked up one comic from Eternity.
So the last one just happened. The Isola Island of the whatever.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
that was the last comic of that summit that I heard about that was just released like this year.
Nice.
Like now everything has come full circle. Like even the Assad Ribic Ivan. I don't remember the guy's name.
Assad Ribic, Rick Remender, or Jason Aaron?
No, Assad Ribic is doing verses with that one guy, Ivan, whatever his name is. That was teased at that one we went to, and it's now out. So, like, everything that was teased there has now come out. Like, Killer Be Killed is now fucking 25 issues in with Ed Brubaker.
That's still good. I'm sure it's Brubaker. I'm sure it's good, but I'm sure it's the same thing over and over.
I just love that, like... Whatever's happened in the last like 5 years, we've had our finger on the pulse, and it's just been fucking.
What's funny is I told my buddy at Netflix when they officially announced the who's the fuck the guy who always writes about weird fucked up rapey shit,
Mark Millar.
He's not that bad.
He's not.
Did you read Nemesis?
No. Well, I did. Nemesis. Wait, no, you're right. I did. Yeah, that one is fucked up rapey.
Anyways. When that he was like, we're gonna start like releasing Mark Millar stuff. I was like, you need to get Brubaker, like y'all need to talk to your crew, and you need to buy whatever properties from Ed Brubaker you can, because that motherfucker is gonna be just
Scarlet
crazy
or,
good.
Incognito.
And I think Killer Be Killed got picked up by Sci-Fi or something.
Killer
like
Be Killed
that.
Is on Sci-Fi.
Yeah. So is Deadly Class, which I thought the trailer was pretty good.
Deadly Class is Rick Remender.
It's Rick Remender, but it's the Russo Bros. It's Rick Remender. Like I'm stoked for him.
You get your hard drive.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna watch it, but I hope it does well.
Right on.
So,
well, we've definitely gone long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
shit!
What happened?
For those who don't know, I'm not going to call someone out. No,
I will.
This will forever be part of the podcast mythos that you don't know what happened. No,
all right.
No, don't leave them hanging. Leave them wanting more. This is one of those things that come back to this later.
Right on. Comics Brew will return, like all of the MCU movies at the end there. Like Doctor Strange will return. Comics Brew will return. It will not be regular, but we will be back.
We'll do this things. At the end of
we'll
Comics
say we'll
Brew.
Do more plays it's probably just, than real episodes.
For sure. But we will also be back for Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah.
And probably Venom and we'll see a couple other things.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see.
I'm definitely going to be here for when My Little Pony hits the big screen.
And don't forget about Aquaman. James Wan, man. He's stepping out the horror realm and make. Well, he also made the Fast and Furious movies.
I think if they put Aqualung in Aquaman, that'll be it for me. I'll
It's when Quentin
Tarantino. Is that going to be Ocean Master? Sits on a park bench?
It's when Quentin Tarantino hits the MCU that we really blow up.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a Star Trek movie, isn't he?
That's the rumor. He's going to do Star Trek 5.
Okay.
Rumor.
4 is still being written, but they've been greenlit for 2 more.
Oh, have they really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Quinto, Zachary Quinto went on to Colbert and confirmed it.
Oh.
Also,
that guy's still alive.
What, Zachary Quinto?
Good for
Which
him.
Which one?
Good for him. Zachary Quinto.
Zachary Quinto's like 30.
He's really young.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in anything.
Are you talking about
he's
Leonard
a new Spock?
Nimoy?
I know who he is. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I
Why is
him in anything.
That guy still alive, though? Is
I
that...
haven't heard of him since like 4 years. I didn't know he was alive or not.
Oh, my God. Michael Cera, is that guy still alive?
I wondered that, too, until I saw him the rest of the film. I was like, what the fuck has this guy been doing? If I don't see you for 3 years, I assume you die. That's just a standard for me.
Chris, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you in 2 years just to make sure. You know, I'm still
I'd
alive.
Probably be like, are you still alive? Shit.
Oh, Bravo. Shit. Josh is calling me.
Motherfucker, wait.
Won't even answer. Just be like, oh, he's alive.
Right on. Thanks, everybody, for listening over the years. And yes. There will be more Comics Brew, just it'll be more sporadic. And we're out.